بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Okay, as you remember, we were talking about the topic of self-building. And just to remember two lessons that we have it before, again I remind you that we're going to have in our discussion in four sections: the relation between soul and body as an introduction, the path of spiritual development, means and barriers. And in the first class, in the first lesson, we had a little bit discussion about the relation between soul and body, and we mentioned that if we are worried about our body, so because of the importance of soul, and because the soul is the main part of our existence, or let's say it is the real existence, and the body is just the mean for that, so it requires us to also be worried about the soul. And in the second lesson, we have the discussion about the plan for future, and we raise the discussion about the spiritual plan, that if we are thinking about our future job and future life, future plan, so again it is necessary for us to think about the future spiritual life. Now we gonna have another question again regarding our external life, and this is: what is your field of study? This is again one of the other discussion that usually we have it, and mostly for those who are in highly academic level, for example in the universities. Probably you heard that students, teachers here and there, they ask you, by the way, what is your field of study? My field of study is that. What is yours? And this is one of the questions that usually we hear it, and maybe we can count it as one of our identification, that this is my name, this is my telephone number, this is so and so, and this is my field of study. Again, here we can say that it's not important that what is your field of study by itself. Many fields of study here and there in the different universities, branches, and different environments, and probably it depends on some of the criteria that I mentioned here. Your field of study is, let's say for example, science, because it is of your interest, because your situation required you to have this field of study. Maybe just you like it, your talent, your IQ required it, or probably sometimes maybe you feel some obligation for that, and many other reasons probably we can mention it here, that why did you choose this kind of field of study? Say that, okay, my reason is that I liked it. My parents wanted me to go in this field of study, and so on and so forth. Okay. But the important point is that here, the discussion that we are going to challenge with that is that let's see that what is the criteria, what are the characteristics of field of study. When I say that what is your field of study, what do I mean? When you say that this is my field of study, science is my field of study, art is my interest, whatever in the different branches of science, what is the difference between you and your friend when you have, for example, you are expert in science and your friend is expert in art? Is it because just of the appearance, of the text, of the teachers? What are the criteria that differentiate between you and your friend because on the field of study. I mentioned some of the criteria, some of the characteristics here. You again can add to that whatever you think about that. But those things that we have it here, first of all, is concentration. What we are discussing, we say that one of the identification a person has is field of study. Usually know all people, but most of those who are studying in academic levels. So this field of study has some attributions, some characteristics. One of the criteria is concentration, that the difference between you and your friend is that you are concentrating on this branch and your friend is concentrating on the other. So it means that by concentration, by different concentration, so we have different fields. If you are in science, so every time your time, your day and night is concentrated on science, and your friend is on art. So the concentration is one of the attribution or one of the, let's say, characteristics of the field of study. Deepness is the other characteristic, that if you study in this branch, it means that you like to go farther and farther to know better and better about this science, about this branch. If your field of study is art, so probably you may know some information, for example, about the when you are in art, you know about the science. But the main thing, the main branch that you are concentrating on that and you are going to deeply focus on that is your own branch, your own interest. So deepness and depth is the other criteria, the other characteristics of the field of study. Completeness. If you claim that my field of study is, let's say for example, science, so I expect you to know completely about that branch. When we say science, it is spread, and that person, let's say one specific branch of science. And when you claim it, so I expect you, and you yourself also, expect yourself that I have to know about that branch because this is my field of study. You cannot say for your teacher, for your students that, okay, this is my field of study, I'm teaching that, but unfortunately, just I know, yes, if that branch is only a specific branch that we have it right now in the university, so it means that this is my field of study. But if, for example, you say that, okay, my field of study is computer, but I know only about the keyboard. I don't know even what is the monitor. It is not acceptable. So completeness, to know all the aspects of your field of study, is another criteria for that. Curiosity. What do I mean by that? I mean that if, again, let's have the same example, that art is your field of study and you are passing the library, you see that, okay, the books, science, no, physics here, no, computer, no, oh, art, let's see what's happening here, what's going on here. I heard that there is a conference, for example, in the university, in high school, I don't know, that, okay, somebody is coming here and he knows about the art, and this is, a kind of motivation for me, that let's go, what's there? So always I'm looking for that. I'm not calm to say that, okay, this is my field of study, but I don't worry about that. I don't leave it, no. when this is your field of study, so again and again you are looking for some signs. That if you find the sign, so you go there to see that what's the news. Interest. These are the things that just I thought it, and there is no relation between them in order. So you may change the place, or maybe you can add some of the other characteristics. But interest also is one of the characteristics of field of study. And because of this, even in English, they use it that this is my field of study, or sometimes they say that my interest is that. And they mean still my field of study. It's that I like it. Never I just be tired of studying in my field of study. Yes, if you are wrong, you didn't choose it in a right way, so probably this is a mistake. But if you choose your field of study in a correct way, so it means that you like it. Never you are tired of that, okay, leave it, I don't like it. No, this is my field of study, I try to have it more and more, I like it. So the interest also is one of the characteristics. Everywhere. You cannot say that, okay, true, this is my field of study, but right now, for example, 1 month, 1 week, 1 year, I don't like it, I just leave it there. No. Yes, because of the life, it is, but I mean that in the way of academic life that you have, everywhere and always, you are looking for your topic, the notions regarding your field of study. Okay? Here we are not going to talk about the external life. You know it. We know it mostly during our life. And this is not the class to talk about the field of study. Here is we are not in the orientation class to say that, okay, we're going to choose, for example, branch of for future, so let's say that what is your interest and let's continue for that. And no, my question here is from another angle. As remember that we had the method that again we say here, if we have this question in external life and if we challenge with that, so surely there is one aspect of a spiritual life in internal life by the same question. So we are talking here about what is your field of spiritual study. Is it possible to say that what is the field of your spiritual study? Actually here probably there is a mistake, and just I want to correct you here that you may think that, okay, yes, my field of study, spiritual study, is Quranic studies. No, I don't mean that. Again, it is external life. If you say that, okay, my field of study is to know about the traditions, to know Arabic, to know fiqh, to know usul, whatever, in the Islamic science, because these are something that is probably our spiritual one, even to know about the Quran. You know that how many non-Muslims, for example, in the Western culture and universities, that they are unbelievers, but they know Quran better than us. Christians, Jews, and the other. And probably some Muslims, that they don't care about the Quran, I mean that the heart of the Quran, but they know better the Quran than us. They know, okay, that verse is that is in this chapter number. Yes, this is a kind of field of study, Quranic studies. But do we mean again here that when I say that, what is your field of study? You say that, okay, this is Quranic studies. So, oh, okay, God bless you. You know, your spiritual study is clear. No, here we do mean again by that. So we don't mean here, when we say field of study, the worldly field of study completely. So, but do we mean by field of study in spirituality? Let's ask the Quran itself that what should be the field, spiritual field of study, and what kind of spiritual field of study that we can have it during our life. Remember, this class is self-building. It is not again about the studying. It is not a kind of discussion on academic level. No. What Quran says here, because of the shortage of time, just I review some of the verses of the Quran. I wrote it here for you, the Arabic verse, and there is a translation. You may have the number of the verse if maybe you can miss it, and after that you can follow the discussion and by your studying on the Quran. So this is Surah Al-Hashr, the chapter of Hashr, 59, and the verse 19. I'm not sure if you can read it from here, that at the bottom of the slide, 59, Hashr, the verse 19. And the Arabic, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. I mean here, and be not you as those who forgot Allah. Therefore, He caused them to forget themselves. Let's go to all other verses, and after that, I can tell you that what I mean by these verses. And is there any question for that? The next verse, Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter of Ma'idah 5, and the verse 105. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. O believers, look after your own souls. I'm sorry, there is a mistake here in the typing. That just is, look after your own souls. Actually, I don't like this translation here. When we say that in the verse alaykum anfusakum, the word nafs, that is the plural one, is anfus, sometimes means soul, but the exact meaning here is yourself. And the reason is that there is no difference between your soul and yourself, so it's better to say look after yourself. Okay, and at the end of the verse, he who is astray cannot hurt you if you are rightly guided. So I mean here, look after yourself, your own self. The next verse, again Fussilat, chapter Fussilat, number 41, and the verse 53. See that سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Sorry? Chapter Fussilat. Fussilat means they translated to distinguished. No, like that. 41. We shall show them our signs in the horizons and in themselves. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Remember this word in Arabic, anfus and nafs. Nafs is soul, anfus the plural one, and again nafs means, when we say nafsaka in Arabic, means yourself, and anfus means yourselves. So we shall show them our signs in the horizons and in themselves. And this short one, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And in yourselves, but do you not see? I added here, do you not ponder? When we say that أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ is don't you think about yourself, don't ponder in yourself, that who are you? Wafi. Okay, the address is 51 again, Dariyat, and the verse 21st. And in yourselves, do you not see or do you not ponder? So let's go back again to these verses just to see the similarity. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ means they Allah caused them to forget themselves. عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ look after yourself. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ we shall show them the signs in themselves. And here, وَفِي أَنْفُسِكُمْ and in yourself. And all these verses calls us to think and to ponder in yourself. To complete this discussion, I have some of the verse traditions that we can maybe have it as a kind of exegesis and explanation of the verses. See these verses here, this tradition. This is a prophetic one. مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ I'm sorry that we don't have the signs here about writing. If it is enough for you, or should I add it to that? من عرف نفسه عرف ربه. Whoever knows himself. Remember the verses? To know yourself, why you don't ponder in yourself. We show the signs in yourself. So here, whoever knows himself knows his Lord. He knows Allah. The next tradition from the Imams here, this one is the prophetic one.
مَعْرِفَةٌ nafs أَنْفَعُ الْمَعَارِفِ Again, nafs, and nafs here means self. So, ma'rifatun nafs, ma'rifa means knowing. So, self-knowing, to know about yourself, is the most profitable knowledge. This ma'arif is the plural for ma'rifa, cognition, knowing. So, if you know yourself, this is the most profitable one. Ma'rifatun nafs, anfa'ul ma'arif. Self-knowing, to know about yourself, is the most profitable knowledge. Whenever you know yourself, so it means that you have the best knowledge. And this interesting tradition, I assume this is from Imam Ali alayhi salam, that, I'm sorry about the signs here.
عجبتو لمن ينشد ضالته وقد أضل نفسه فلا يطلبها عجبتو لمن ينشد ضالته وقد أضل نفسه فَلَا يَطْلُبُهَا Actually, the translation in the first part is not so exact, because ajibtu means I astonish. I am astonishing. I am astonished. Sorry. It is in, but it, the translation is changed to different aspect, that it is indeed strange to see. It means that it is strange for me to see one so desperately looking for lost personal belongings, while making absolutely no effort to find his or her lost self. Again, I recite the Arabic part, that عجبتو لمن ينشد ضالته وقد أضل نفسه. وقد أضل نفسه again, فلا يطلبها. And don't follow to find it. When I'm saying here that this is an interesting tradition, I don't mean that it is a good story. Yeah? But really, it's not the case that whenever we forget. I heard that one of you lost her luggage during the journey that you trip, that you had in. You may assume that, oh, it is hard. Okay, this is my belonging. Even if you, for example, just lost your watch, whatever. You are looking for that. Even when are you studying, still you are thinking about that last thing that you had it. Okay, I'm studying here, but where did I put it? Where is it? And let's say that, for example, here it is just a very small thing that maybe you can buy it again and just replace it. Come upper and say that in the upper level, for example, a parent. Parents, when they lost their baby, what will happen? It is not just thinking, it is explosion, that what they cannot even just wait to be patient. Probably sometimes you may maybe they feel some heart attack, I don't know, whatever. Just they lost their belonging. And Imam Ali says that it is very strange that this is those things that are belonging. It means that these are outside of us and we are looking for that. But we lost ourselves and still it is not important for us. It is indeed strange to see one so desperately looking for lost personal belonging while making absolutely no effort to find herself, himself. I can't. The second one, you mean that I should go back? Okay, I come back to that. Okay. Let's see. Again, this one, I will pass again and I'll come back to that second one. Here, again, one more, that غَايَةُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ أَنْ يَعْرِفَ الْمَرْءُ نَفْسَهُ. The last step, the end of knowledge for a person is to know himself or herself. Remember that in the discussion of our plan for future, we said that the Islamic teaching is the message of Islam is say that, okay, you're going to have a job and you are looking for the spiritual one. So the way that you are looking, the job that I suggested to you is to be the best. Remember that Islam says that. If we ask the Islam that, what kind of job should I have spiritually? And Islam says, be the best. And because being the best is not possible for us, So being closer and closer to the best. In knowledge, if you want to be the best, so the last step of knowledge is to know about yourself. Let's go to the second one. If you mean this one, yes? معرفة النفس أنفع المعارف. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact address here of the traditions. Maybe it was better to bring it here. Okay. So what are we discussing? Say that, okay, we lost ourselves, and this is the verses of the Quran. Ponder about yourself and the traditions that again say the same message. What the verses and the traditions means by the field of study here? It means that exactly as your external field of study, you have to have a field of study in a spiritual way. And it is the field of study that I suggested to you, this is the message of Islam, to say, it says that the field of study that I suggested to you is to know about yourself. And which they call it self-cognition, self-consciousness, self-knowing, whatever you can put it here in the word. But I know myself. My name is clear. My age is clear. Yeah, I know even the other people, let alone to say that about myself. I know myself. So what do you mean by that? To say that, okay, the best knowledge is to know about yourself. To know about yourself here is to know these points here. Your start point. Your perfection. The way of perfection. And the last point. Probably we're going back to these questions that, okay, what is your name? My name is so and so. No. My name in spiritual field. For example, my name is a believer? My name is a servant of God? Is it the same word that I can put it on myself? Where are you from? London? No. Iran? No, I don't mean these things. And because of this, we can remember here the verse, "Inna lillah," we are from God. "Inna ilayhi raji'un," and we go back to Him, or we are going to Him. No, go back. Means that this life is toward God. So if I know myself, if somebody calls me in another name, so I don't. I don't make attention to that. My name is, for example, Muhammad. And if somebody calls me, okay, Ali, I don't go back to say who is calling. No. So if somebody calls you believer, and by yourself, by your own existence, you feel that, okay, somebody called me. Let's see. So this is the case. Okay, I want to know myself. It means that I want my field of study to choose my field of study, and this is self-cognition. What is the criteria for that? Unfortunately, we don't have enough time. I have to pass it so fast that we have to concentrate on that. I cannot say that, okay, this is 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. No, let's say 20 years, 40 years. That I even didn't, not to say concentration, even I didn't think about myself. But if your field of study is self-cognition, so you have to concentrate on that. How you are concentrating on physics? So you have to concentrate on yourself. Who am I? Where am I going? Deeply, not just on surface, that, okay, yes, today I recited the Quran and a little bit I feel something, No, you have to know about yourself deeply. And these are some message to me, myself again, that we Muslim, we believers, if we really feel that our field of study should be self-cognition, and you know that self-building is upon self-cognition. Whenever you didn't feel yourself and you didn't understand yourself, so it doesn't mean to build yourself. You cannot build it, so because you don't know what is the map of that, to in which way you can build it. So you have to know. Because of this, they say that, okay, first of all, we have the self-cognition as the basis, and after that, we can we have self-building. So you have to know yourself deeply, complete. You have to know again completely, and you have to be curious about that, and it should be a matter of interest for you. You shouldn't say that, okay, those ways that may help you to understand yourself, so it should be a matter of interest for you. Everywhere and always. Whenever I see that, okay, there is a class there, there is a lecture there is a book there is a sign here and there. Have you heard that, for example, those people, the real believers, when they say, for example, this flower, actually the real one, not this kind of, the natural one, and they are just thinking, looking at that, and just thinking about the Creator and themselves, that who is the Creator who could create like this so beautiful, for example, flowers, and let's go back to yourself. Imam Ali says that you think that you are small, and there is a big university inside you. There is a big universe inside you. That all things that are around you is so small, but the bigger one is in yourself. That, what do we mean by that? We mean that every person, every servant, if they try hard, they can go towards God at the level of prophethood, and to be the same as God, to like Him, as I mentioned it yesterday. But it needs this kind of criteria: concentration, deeply study, completeness. Again, don't make mistake. Deeply study, yes, there are some means in worldly way, but the deeply study of myself is to think about myself and to ponder about it. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. Yes.
So, apart from pondering and tafakkur, what other methods should we undertake to know, like, to know ourselves?
When I'm saying that pondering, so it means that we need some means, some tools for that. Okay. So it doesn't mean that let's say again to have an external example, that when I say that, okay, let's ponder about physics. It doesn't mean that just to sit here and think, okay? It means that you need some steps, you need some requirements for that, you need some information to take it as tools, and after that you may have this information to sit down and ponder about those information and probably create some new information. So pondering about ourselves again means that it needs some tools, it needs some means. First of all, we have to know about the Islamic teachings, that what are these teachings. And after that, okay, we sit down and say that, okay, Islam says that, for example, the most perfection, the most perfect existence is Allah. This is just a formula that I may present to you, that, okay, what are the information that we have? The most perfect one is Allah, and the servant has this potentiality to go toward Allah. So just, and the way of that, what is the way for this kind of passing this way is to follow the Prophet, follow the Imam. So this pondering here is that, okay, I'm a person at the time of obligation, I have to, for example, follow this way, I have to do this prayer, I have to escape some of the behaviors. Did I do it before? or no? Have you heard about the term here that we have it in Arabic, muhasaba or muraqaba? Inshallah, we are going to talk about that later on, but we have two words here. Muhasaba, and it is from the word hisab, means calculating. Okay? And muraqaba, let's write it, muhasaba, like this, and muraqaba, means to be careful about yourself. And we have some of the traditions and ahadith that says that whenever, for example, you're gonna go to bed at bedtime, why you don't sit down, for example, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and think about yourself, what did I do during this day, and calculate yourself, okay, I did this way, and this behavior was the things that I'm sure that may help me in the way of perfection. And I did, unfortunately, this behavior, that behavior, that misguided me. So, after the muhasaba, it means that, okay, if you did the best one, so thanks God, try to make it more. And if you, unfortunately, did something wrong, so why you don't say that, okay, let's try not to do it again. So this kind of pondering about ourselves, it doesn't mean that just to sit down. And when I have to make this point that when I say that think about yourself, don't think about yourself psychologically to say that, okay, myself, I for example, I have this kind of number of level of IQ, or for example, I'm anxious at that time, or maybe I'm depressed. No, yourself means exactly in the way of perfection, that this is the plan that we have it in the last session. Okay. Yes.
You mentioned that a good time to do this tafakkur was at night. Are there any other practical tips you could give us as to when the best time and place to think about our lives and how we can concentrate our mind on just Allah without making it waver?
Oh, it's very hard for me to understand it. Okay. Would you just repeat it a little bit? Yes.
Okay. Word by word, yes. Can you give us some tips as to how we can focus our mind solely on Allah? Mm-hmm. And is there a best time and best place to do such thinking if we want to concentrate only on Allah?
Mm-hmm. I think that this question, and again your question, and the last question that we have it yesterday, is a little bit signs of not being patient about what I'm going during the discussion. You know, we people probably like to have the things very, very packaged and soon. And this is the characteristics of today culture, that I don't want to be patient. I don't have time to make the seeds and put it on the oven and cook it, and after that have a lunch. No, I just a sandwich to just eat it. Yeah. I just agree with your question. We have the same question, and your question is true. But the thing is that, okay, how is the way of pondering? Where should I, for example, where is the best place? What kind of practicing should I have to do it? These are the things that all are in the level of practice. Actually, we have the recommendation for these kind of things. That, for example, yes, the best time, for example, and the best place for pondering, let me ask you, where is the best place and time for that? Why you don't answer me for yes? Yes. Yeah, louder, please. May I just ask you to give this microphone, please? I'm sorry.
I was saying, is it at the end of, right at the end of the day, just before you go to sleep, when you sit on your musalla, in that one place every day, and you think about your whole day?
And the time?
Just before you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So after you slept, then you don't talk to anybody, you go straight to sleep.
But is there another answer? Yourself? And the madam there. Do you think that where is the best place and where is the best time for pondering about ourselves? Yes?
Personally, I think that you should be pondering all the time. But when you take a reflection on your whole day, then it should be at night.
It is not a matter of time. It's not a matter of place. Yes. There are some places, there are some times that they are, because we are ready. For example, after my worshipping, probably, after a dua, yes, these are true. I don't want to just say that, no, you don't have these kind of things. But, exactly as when you are studying physics, where is the best time for studying physics and pondering about the physics? Maybe at the class, or maybe when you study, yes? But when you are walking the street, still you are thinking about your interest. So the self doesn't have any place. The self doesn't have any time for that. So everywhere, remember, everywhere and always. Yes, true, there are some places and times that we are ready. Our soul is a little bit less engaged with the worldly affairs. For example, in the mosque, after the dua, at the night, when we're going to go to bed. So these are the times. Early morning maybe, inshallah, in namaz shab, like that. But the real question, the real answer is that everywhere and always, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.